19th, it's hard to believe that we're 2 months and more now into this strange season in our lives right now. Again, you will have heard that some churches have returned, and the larger churches, and I'm in conversation with the larger churches here in town almost every day, and the plan for us is a little more complicated, so please be patient. I think you'll hear something from us very soon. But this morning I want to direct your thoughts to Psalm 37. It's a lengthy psalm, but I just want to make some comments about the first 11 verses of Psalm 37. And it's a psalm where David is experiencing adversity. He's facing adversity, trials. And you and I right now know all about that. In the background of this psalm, by implication, he says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." But it begins by saying, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers." So something murky is happening in the background, and he is saying to us that none of his dreams or hopes or aspirations have come to fulfillment, which is why he's saying, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." But at the minute, those desires are not in sight. So in verse 6, for example, there appears to be the sense of a false accusation. "He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday." And why is he saying that? Because perhaps he's the victim of injustice. Somebody has accused him of something that he hadn't done. And then in verse 11, "The meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace." But right now, there's no sign of the meek inheriting the land, and the wrongdoers and evil and trials are in the ascendancy. So what does one do in situations like that? And the Psalms will tell you every time, you trust. You trust in the Lord. You exercise confidence in his promises. You delight in him. You turn away from yourself. You turn away from your circumstances, and you look to the Lord. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Well, the first 11 verses of Psalm 37 seem so very apt right now. The Lord bless you today.